Money operators have bemoaned a rising theft at city markets. Government aged to upgrade Chitina Primary School in Mukushi. And in Africa news, a man sentenced to death for murder of toddler at Ugandan nursery. To present the lunchtime news, my name is Blessed Chwawa. Mobile money operators are trading at city market have raised concern over escalating theft of their working equipment. The operators say items such as tables, chairs and booths are being stolen mostly during the night when the market is closed. They explained that the situation is affecting their businesses as they are forced to replace the stolen items at their own cost, reducing their daily earnings. The traders have attributed the incidents to inadequate security, making them vulnerable to criminals. They have since appealed to the Lusaka City Council to urgently enhance security measures and safeguard the property. The operators have warned that if the situation is not addressed, it could negatively affect the service delivery, as some may be forced to scale down operations. Government has been urged to upgrade the Chitina Primary School into a secondary school to ease the challenges faced by learners in accessing continued education in Mukushi District. The headman of Chitina area, Musonda Kabotolo, says pupils who progress to grade 8 are forced to travel long distances to Nkumbi, a situation is described as burdensome for both learners and their parents. Speaking in an interview with Common Radio News, Mr. Kabotolo notes that the longer distances not only affect school attendance but also pose safety concerns. He adds that Chitina Primary School is one of the oldest institutions in the area and deserves to be upgraded to meet the growing demand for secondary education.
In a primary school, this school with the Acadia says, chief dome. Number, school to Repangwa Wang to have upgraded. But it's clean a mother school. They are very poor. So to remember what you would take over to one location of Poker to what to a Fukishako, Unomako, but Naina Chitina have upgraded.
Traders at Lusaka Zibuseko Market have welcomed a community sensitization program by the Department of Immigration on the dangers of aiding illegal immigrants. The department yesterday visited Buseko and Linanda markets in Matero constituency, where members of the public were engaged on the risks of harboring undocumented immigrants and the legal consequences involved. One trader told Common Ready News that the initiative is a welcome move, as it has helped them understand that employing illegal immigrants is a crime, while also discouraging mob justice. Meanwhile, Buseko Market chairperson Osborne Mwanza says the program will help bring order in the market, adding that plans are underway to work closely with immigration officers to ensure all traders are properly documented. And Department of Immigration Chief Risk Management and Compliance Officer Jane Lufwendo says the initiative aims to strengthen collaboration between communities and law enforcement in managing migration and enhancing national security.
And we are grateful for your presence and participation, because engagement is not merely an event, but a platform for dialogue, awareness, and partnership between the Department of Immigration and the community itself. As a department, we recognize that effective migration management cannot be achieved by law enforcement institutions alone. It requires understanding, cooperation, and active participation of communities.
The National Democratic Institute has raised concern over the continued use of Public Order Act, describing it as a key issue that could undermine a level playing field ahead of Zambia's August 13, 2026 general elections. Speaking at a media briefing in Lusaka, NDI Pre-Election Assessment Mission Delegation Leader Muhammad Iban Chambas says the law is being applied inconsistently, resisting political activities and limiting equal participation among political parties. Mr. Chambas noted that while the country has made progress through constitutional and policy reforms, concerns remain over limited political space, intolerance of divergent views, and challenges in holding campaign activities. And NDI Regional Director for Southern and Eastern Africa, Jemima Balo, says there is still an opportunity for stakeholders to address these issues before the polls. The delegation, which visited Zambia from April 25th to 30th, has since issued several recommendations, including ensuring equal access to political gatherings and strengthening proposed electoral reforms to enhance transparency and credibility.
The current EPA bill stipulates that parties only submit lists of candidates for PR seats after the results have been announced. This limits the ability of voters to make informed choices, and for the ECZ to ensure candidates meet the nomination requirements.
We now break for a set of commercials, but before that, we have a current business rate.
These business rates are brought to you by MTN.
Era Chocaco.